hear the Lord's help. I did what look at a passage of scripture in Psalm 86. Cooperate a little bit tonight. Hopefully, it will improve somewhat in Psalm 86. The psalmist David is writing, and David says, bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save not thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up thy soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. That is the verses on my heart tonight that he hoped to try to look at for just a little while. Prayer takes on a lot of different forms for the child of God. Recently, when I was talking of Ephesians chapter 6, in verse 18, we talked about some various aspects of prayer. Prayer involves worship. Prayer involves thanksgiving, supplication, intercession, and confession. And tonight, I am sure that we all identify with those things. But there is another aspect of prayer tonight that we can find in these verses. We realize that it is a psalm of David. It is simply titled The Prayer of David. There is no further information provided as to when David penned the prayer, that it is a prayer that causes me to stop and open and ask a question. I wonder tonight if you have ever sat down and heard out a prayer to God. There are occasions in my life that I got a pad and a pencil and just wrote out a prayer to God of what was in my heart. And I found out something interesting. I found that it drew my attention more focused on God than what I was saying. I challenge you tonight. Sometime try it just sit in your quietness and write some thoughts in prayer unto the Lord. But as we think about David's prayer, there are some situations in life that are so hard and so discouraging that we simply can't get them off of our minds. We struggle through the days, and it will affect our lives, our hearts, and it'll even give us a night where we can't sleep. We'll close our eyes and we'll still see those problems and think about them. And all we can do is cry out for God's help. It might be a health crisis or a family crisis. It may be a financial crisis. It might be some attack or persecution or a host of other things. But they can cause despair, discouragement in our hearts, tainted in Psalm 86, finds himself in such a situation, as I said a while ago, we don't know the circumstances. We don't know what has caused David to be where he is. It might hide him from Saul against him, hide him, excellence, rebellion, or something else. But whatever the situation, David desperately cries out for God to hear and God to help. I'd like to take these five verses tonight and talk about when desperation drives you to your knees, when desperation drives you to your knees. Notice, first of all, when that time has tell the Lord your heart humbly. Tell the Lord your heart humbly. I can read these words tonight without sensing David's desperation. David says in the first verse, bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. David is crying out for God to incline his ear. God, I want you to bend way down and hear my cry. Bow down thine ear, David says. David feels so overwhelmed. David feels his situation is so desperate that he thinks with him and he says, Lord, I want you to bow down your ears and hear me. Then David says, for I am poor and needy. By referring himself as poor, David is saying, I am sorely distressed. Then David says he was needy. It means he was helpless and in need of God's assistance. David realizes that there is nothing in his ability to change the situation. David realized that it's going to take God to work and to help in his need. There are times in our lives that we face such situations. There are times that we feel such desperation, realizing in ourselves there's no answer. And we've got to have the help of the Lord. David realizes that God is his refuge, that God is his help in this time. Psalm 40 and verse 17, David says, "But I have poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, oh my God." David is saying, "God, you're my only help, and you're my only hope. Come, Lord, come now and help me in this time." In desperation, drives you to your knees. First, tell the Lord your heart humbly. Secondly, tonight, tell the Lord your desire honestly. David feels himself under the attack of the enemy. First, to David's health, preserve my soul. David is asking for God's protection of the enemy's attack. Realize tonight that not all of the attacks against us are physical attacks. Not all involve somebody physically harming us. Some attacks are emotional. Some are mental. Some are spiritual. Some are internal. Some attacks come of our flesh. Sometimes they even come our friends or family. But David is facing an attack. And David tells the Lord, he says, preserve me, for I am holy. Help! David was calling himself sinless. But David is saying, Lord, I am yours, and you are mine. I have sold out my life unto you. David says, oh Lord, I have set you as the purpose of my life. But David goes on. He says, oh, how hath God saved us for that trusteth in thee. David said, Lord, I have put my trust and my confidence all in you. And I need you to rescue and deliver me. And in verse 3, David says, be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. And what if God being merciful, it means to stoop down in kindness. It is the idea of a superior extending of mercy and help to an inferior. David is crying out, God, I just desire you to show mercy and kindness to me. David is saying, Lord, I cry all day long. That is what he means when he said, for I cry unto thee daily. That word daily means all the day. There are times in our hearts and our heart is so desperate for God's help. But all day long we are crying out for God to help us, to lift our hearts. First Lord, David says, rejoice the soul of that servant. David is saying, oh Lord, let the joy back in my heart again. There are times, situations, circumstances, problems, difficulties, they have a way of taking away our joy and our soul. Psalm 137 talks about the children of Israel in captivity. It says, by the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept, and their captors came, and they said, sing us one of your songs from Zion. And they answered, how can we sing in a strange land? Sometimes circumstances put us in a strange land, and the enemy says, why don't you rejoice? Why don't you sing? Where is your joy now? And we struggle to rejoice because of our circumstances. So we're talking about him. Desperation drives you to your knees. But there's one last thought in verse 5. Sometimes we get to that place that it is hard to sing. Sometimes we feel like it's hard to rejoice. And David was there. But notice what he did. David says, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive. And it is in mercy unto all them that call unto thee. The last thing is tell the Lord your delight frequently. I remind you that David is hurting. David is fighting a battle with him. But David does three things. First of all, David praised the Lord for being good. David said, for thou, Lord, art good. I appear trials don't change him or what he is. All the darkest haze of our lives, God is still good. It doesn't matter how hard the times, how desperate the times, God is always, always good. So David praised the Lord for being good. And David praised the Lord for his forgiveness. David said and ready to forgive. I realized tonight that although God is perfectly righteous and holy, and God is majestic, that He doesn't sit around waiting to condemn us, but is gracious to forgive us. On my best day, I'm just a sinner saved by the grace of God. On my best day, I still fail. I still come up short. But God is ready to forgive. Even in desperate times, I can thank God that I am forgiven of my sins. But then lastly, David praised the Lord for being merciful. He said, "Him, Phineas, in mercy." That word, mercy, speaks of God's constant, steadfast, unchanging love. And David said, "Thou art plenteous in mercy." That talks of the depth and the magnitude of God's mercy. I have often mentioned my favorite verses in the Bible are from Lamentations, the 3rd chapter, where he says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness." Every day, God is merciful unto us. I would ask Him of you questions tonight. Did you wake up this morning? Say, preacher, that's timeless healing. Because, yeah, I'm sitting right here. That was mercy. I asked you, when you woke up and opened your eyes, did you see that was mercy? I asked you, did you hear the sounds of the day? That was mercy. Did you walk across the floor? That was mercy. Did you feed yourself at breakfast? That was mercy. Realizing that there are multitudes that didn't wake up. There are multitudes that opened their eyes without seeing. They couldn't hear. They weren't able to walk. Somebody else had to feed them. But I was able to do all of those things. God has been plenteous in mercy unto us. And I want to add this. If all of that changed tomorrow, I would still have to say, God has been good and gracious and loving and merciful unto me. You see, there are times desperation drives us to our knees. Sometimes we wonder, will I ever have any joy again? Will I ever sing again? I believe you can. It is hard just realizing how good God is, how loving, how merciful that He is to us every day. I thank God tonight that when desperation drives us to our knees, there's a God in heaven that is our refuge, our help in a time of need. That's what is on my heart tonight. What I felt like I want to bring and share with you tonight. I ask you to bypass the vessel, how it sounded, how it came out, and take home with you what God has said and what God has said into our hearts and into our lives. Let's all stand to our feet.